Good evening, everybody. Tonight's Divrei Torah should be a continued Refuah Shleima for Rav Moshe Tzvi Ben Freida Simcha. So the discussion that we're going to have in the brief moments that we have this evening, maybe we'll just talk about those who, because of whatever circumstances, have to eat on Yom Kippur. So I just want to talk a little bit about eating on Yom Kippur. We all know about fasting on Yom Kippur. What about eating on Yom Kippur? So this is a very important thing to talk about. And in fact, it's extremely important because the Mishneh Berurah quotes from the earlier Achronim that somebody who doesn't know the halachas before Yom Kippur, a rabbi they're talking to, who doesn't know the halachas before Yom Kippur, he says, quoting a Yerushalmi, that you're almost like a shofech damim. If you don't know these halachas inside out, then you can be possibly considered like a shofech damim because you sometimes don't have so long to answer these kind of shailas. And a person has to make sure that he's fluent with the halachas of achila b'yom kippur, how much a person has to be careful with the mitzvah of a chai b'hem. So let's just chazer a little bit some of the halachas. Obviously, one has to go to and consult with a doctor to make sure that he's healthy enough to fast. If one is not healthy enough, then we trust the doctors. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole discussion, how many doctors you need to ask, and who is allowed to be trusted. That's a whole discussion. Perhaps Rabbi Feiner will pick up on it. But just, this is the basic outline of the halacha. The psukim tell us, v'nisem es nafsho seichem etisha l'chodesh b'er, we have a chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur. However, at the same time, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Pehei that we also have a mitzvah of v'chai b'hem. So from here, where the Gemara darshans in Yuma, v'chai b'hem v'lo shiyamas b'hem, we have a chiyuv to live by the Torah. We don't have a chiyuv to die because of the mitzvahs. We have a chiyuv to live as we are being mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, if it means that by fulfilling any of the Taryag mitzvahs, we are going to be taking our own lives. For example, fasting on Yom Kippur is going to cost us our lives because we are not healthy enough to do so. So the Gemara says that one has to go ahead and make sure that he eats on Yom Kippur, and you don't go ahead and keep the mitzvah HaTorah. In fact, the mitzvah HaTorah is in such a case. V'chai b'hem, you have to go ahead and take care of your health and make sure that you're okay. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shabbos as follows, a very famous Rambam, Halamadato, you learn from here, She'ein mishpatei HaTorah nekama ba'olam. The Mishpatei HaTorah, the rules of the Torah, the mitzvahs, and the Torah that we're given is not supposed to be nekama ba'olam. We shouldn't feel oppressed by the Torah and the mitzvahs that we keep. Ela rachamim mechesed b'sholem ba'olam. The Torah is not supposed to be something that's oppressive. The Torah is supposed to be something which gives life, which shows rachamim, which exudes shalom and chesed. Shanemar derachea derachinam v'chol nisivaseh shalom. Ve'elu, says the Rambam, strong lashon. Ve'elu ha'pikursim ha'omrim she'asir l'chal ha'shabes u'yom ha'kipurim. These apikursim, says the Rambam, who feel that it's more important to keep Shabbos or more important to fast on Yom Kippur than to take care of their own good health, says the Rambam, aleihem hakasuv omer v'gamani nasati lahem chukim lo tovim u'mishpatim lo yichyu bahem. Says the Rambam, they are doomed for failure. That's not a way to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs. A person has to make sure to follow the rules. And the Rambam says, quoting the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehei, that a person has to make sure that when it's necessary, v'chai b'hem v'lo shiyamas b'hem is the principle that is followed. The Mishneh Berurah then picks up on this in Siman Taf Resh Yud Ches, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. The Mishneh Berurah tells us that somebody who needs to eat on Yom Kippur and does not, harei zeh mischayev b'nafsho. It's as if he's committing suicide, says the Mishneh Berurah. And if he ends up losing his life, that person is responsible. We don't say that the Torah is to blame. We say you are to blame because you were supposed to make sure that you were healthy enough. The Ramban talks about this, that there's no midas chasidus at all. The Meiri, other Rishonim say as well, that there's no midas chasidus for a person to fast if the doctors tell him that he's not in a position to do so. In fact, the Maram Shik writes in a tshuva, a very interesting lashon. He says, ein zeh mitzvah haba ba'avera. Someone who goes ahead and fasts on Yom Kippur when he's not supposed to, based on his medical health, says the Maram Shik, ein zeh mitzvah haba ba'avera. This is not only a mitzvah haba ba'avera, ela avera gemura. Says the Maram Shik, this is a straight-up avera. No ifs, ands, and buts. This is the wrong thing to be doing. That's what he writes. And therefore, the Mishneh Berurah says that even if the chola does not want to fast, but we know that he has to, so the Mishneh Berurah says that we're going to be kofen osalecho. We force him to go ahead and eat, even if he says, I want to do a midas chasidus, I want to do what I can. Says the Mishneh Berurah, we don't listen to this person, we listen to the doctors, and we make sure that we force the person to eat. We find a similar halacha in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel, where the Gemara talks about Lo samad al dam riecha. I have to make sure not to allow other people to be harmed as I'm watching. I can't just stand by idly while someone else is harming himself in whatever way it might be. So says the Gemara, what happens if a person is in a very extreme danger, very severe danger? We know he's going to lose his life. But he decides and he says, Al tatzileni. I don't want anyone to save me. I'm fine the way I am. I got stuck in the situation that I'm stuck in. Just leave me. I'm not interested in being saved. Says the Gemara, and this is quoted by all the poskim, Ein shomen lo. Even if he's screaming on the top of his lungs, Al tatzileni, we don't listen to him. We go ahead against his wishes, and we make sure to save him, and we're even mechal Shabbos for him. That's the halacha by Chilul Shabbos as well. I saw a very interesting shaila. There was a person who needed to eat on Yom Kippur. That's what the doctors told him. And the person was being very obstinate. He did not want to go ahead and eat on Yom Kippur. So he said, if my wife sits down and eats with me, I'll be happy to eat. So the wife came ahead and asked the Rav Shaila, well, what am I supposed to do? My husband's supposed to eat. He refuses to eat. He has a mishigas in his head that he decided he doesn't want to listen to the doctor. The only way he agrees to eat is if I go ahead and I eat with him. So what should I do? For me, it's not pikuach nefesh, but for him it is. So what should I do? That was the very interesting shaila. So there was once a shaila like this, back in Amsterdam. Is an interesting shaila, where the dayan in Amsterdam was asked the following. There was a machala going around the town. There was an illness going around, a deadly illness, apparently. And the doctors at the time had suggested that the only way for a person to save himself from this illness would be to drink trefa milk, to drink milk from a donkey. It came in a nice red bottle. Everybody had to drink a whole bottle of this, and then the doctor said he would get better. A good old, medication back from Lita. This is the way they used to get better. Somehow they don't work anymore. So this is what the doctor said. So there was a yid there who said, I live my whole life being killed not to eat machalas asuras. I went through the ghettos, I was oppressed, I did everything. Somehow I never had to eat machalas asuras. I'm going to give it up now, just for this red bottle of trefa milk from the donkeys. Now I'm going to give it up. So he said, I refuse to drink the milk. So his son decided to do the following. The son bought a bottle of red milk, and he poured it into a blue bottle, which was really, generally, the blue milk, I guess, was the kosher milk normally. So he poured the trefa milk into the kosher bottle, and he said to the father, I just found out from a doctor that came out with new research that if you drink the blue milk also, it works. He tricked his father. So he said, I just found out. The doctor said, it's fine. You're okay. You don't have to eat the machalas asuras. He was lying to his father. So the father knew the son pretty well. The father says, yeah, if you're willing to take a cup, I'll be happy to drink it after you. He didn't trust his son. So the son goes running to the dining and he asks him, what should I do? On the one hand, my father's pikuach nefesh. He has to drink the milk. But over here, I lied to him, and he said, he caught me in the lie. He said the only way he's going to drink it is if I drink it along with him, so what should I do? So this is a big shaila, what's the halacha in such a case? Is that called pikuach nefesh? Or do we say, no, this chola has an option to save himself without making other people violate isurim. Just because he decided in mishagas in his head that he won't eat on Yom Kippur without his wife, that's his own fault. If he chooses not to, so now it's his problem. So that was an interesting question. Actually discussed it with my father. He felt there was no shaila at all. He thought, whatever it takes to make the person do what he has to do, that's what we have to do. And even if it means I have to eat on Yom Kippur as well, even if it means I have to drink the trefa milk, that's what I have to do. Perhaps we can say such a person is already in a state of a quasi-shoita. He's not thinking straight, he's not thinking normally. So if a person is not thinking in a clear way, we have to do whatever we can for his pikuach nefesh as well. And that's what it means. We're mechal Shabbos, even if a person says, Al tatzileni, he screams that I don't want to be saved, we're going to be mechal Shabbos for him anyway. In fact, the Marsham writes in a tshuva that when we have somebody who goes ahead and needs to eat on Yom Kippur, so the Gedolei Ha'ir should go out and help the person go ahead and eat. Because he says, we're concerned. If you're just going to have his neighbors and his friends help him out, maybe they're going to be nervous about Yom Kippur. They don't know the halacha. They're going to be nervous, and they're not going to give him whatever he needs. But if the rabbi goes out and he says, I paskin, this is what you need. This is how much you have to eat. Eat like a mensch. So then we would assume that the person's life will not be in sakana. And that's similarly in Simen Shivin Chav Ches, in Elchel Shabbos, we find the same thing, that when a person is in a matzav of sakana on Shabbos, pikuach nefesh, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam saying that gedolei ha'ir, the Rabbanim of the city, have to go out and make sure to take care of the pikuach nefesh. Don't leave it to someone else. Make sure you go out and you paskin the shalas to make sure that everything is done as much as the person needs in order to make sure that his life is in good hands. In fact, they say about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that one year there was an illness going around his town, and after Kol Nidre, Yisrael Salanter got up and he made a bar mitzvah mezonos in front of the whole shul, and he ate a cookie to show them that this year nobody should eat. This year nobody should fast. Everybody has to eat to make sure that they're all well. I saw a very interesting story today from the Aruch HaShulchan. They put out a new sefer called Kisvei Aruch HaShulchan, where they're malakit from many different places. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, they write over there in the biography that they have in the back, they write a story that the Aruch HaShulchan had a minhag, that when somebody, he would sit and learn in his study all day, and when he saw somebody coming on one of the shar taniyos, one of the four tanesim, when he saw somebody coming toward his house, he knew that the person was coming to ask a shayla, that he wasn't feeling well and needed to break the fast. Aruch HaShulchan said he used to run out to the street, he didn't even let the person ask, he didn't even let him get to his house, He used to run out and say, go home right away and eat. Pashut, you have to go home right away and eat. He didn't even wait to hear the shayla. Aruch HaShulchan said that when it came, Tisha B'Av, he would wait for the person to come to his doorstep, and then he would tell him, go ahead and eat. Because he knew his balabatim were such big Yirei Shamayim, they wouldn't stop be asking a shayla about eating if they didn't really feel that it was necessary. But then he says on Yom Kippur, they write that the Aruch HaShulchan used to say, then on Yom Kippur, because we're Machmer, because it's Yom Kippur, then he would listen to the shayla, he would listen to the case, and then he would say it's mutter to go eat. But the Aruch HaShulchan was always very concerned about this issue of v'chai bahem. So they say also that when a person has to go ahead and eat in Yom Kippur, he should do it with simcha gedola. He shouldn't feel bad. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, the same way we do a milah b'Shabbos. If the Yom HaShmini falls out on Shabbos, we do a bris milah. We don't sit there over the bris and cry while we're doing it. We're happy. We do a bris b'simcha the same way we would do it any other day of the week. So too, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if a person has to eat in Yom Kippur, he should be the same simcha as he is by the bris milah. And that's what they say about the Sar Shalom of bells. That one year he wasn't well and the doctors told him he had to eat, so all the Hasidim gathered after Kol Nidre and he went ahead to eat something and he said, Harini Muchana Muzuman Lakayim Mitzvah Bori. Right before he ate, he said, I'm going ahead, this is my Avodas Hashem right now. I have to go ahead and eat and this is what I'm doing. The Hasidim said about him that he was Achal B'Simcha Yiseiro Shalora Inu Kamosa. We never saw such joy on his face. Rak Be'esha Achal Matzo Natalulav. The only time we saw him with such joy was when he shook lulav and when he ate matzah. Why? Because he knew that this is his avodah, this is what he was supposed to do. Similarly, they say about the Divrei Chaim, that one year he wasn't allowed to eat marah, but he told them, bring the marah to the table, and the chassidim were all nervous. The doctor said, you can't eat it. How are you going ahead and defying the doctor's orders? So he went ahead, and he picks up the marah, and he said, Baruch Hashem, Kedushanam and Mitzvos, V'tzivanu, Al Mitzvos, V'chai Bohem, V'loshi Yamos Bohem. And he put it down. He said, this is my mitzvah right now, not to eat the marah, to listen to the doctor. And this year, that is the way I'm going to be Mekai my Pesach. Just to finish with one last point, there's a big shiloh, a big discussion about making Kiddush. If one has to eat on Yom Kippur, should one make Kiddush? Should one say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo and Birchas HaMazon? Should one make sure to have Lecha Mishnah while he's eating? So this is a big discussion. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a big discussion between Rabbi Kiva Eger and other Achronim. I spoke to my father today about it. He thought the minig is, at least he said, what he generally tells people when they have this kind of situation is, not to say Kiddush, and not to have Lecha Mishnah, not to recite Ritzei or Yalav Yavam Birchas HaMazon, because we weren't Mesakin Esuda on Yom Kippur. Even if Yom Kippur Chalias B'Shabbos, there's no Kiddush, there's no Hamotzi, I'm sorry, you make Brachos, you have to make Birchas HaNenin, but there's no Chiyuv Lecha Mishnah, because there's no real Chiyuv Suda. Today is considered Yom Kippur, there's a Isra Achila, you happen to have a Heter, but it doesn't mean that you're Mechuyiv to have a Suda, it doesn't mean you're Mechuyiv in Ritzei and Yalav Yavam. My father did show me that, he told me today actually, he didn't show it to me, that Rabbi Mordechai Tendler just put out a new book of his recollections of the Hanhagas of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he writes in there that Rav Moshe told people generally that when they had to eat on Yom Kippur, they should make Kiddush and they should say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. Okay, I guess Rav Moshe held like the other days in the Acharonim. It's a big discussion, but that's something also to note. And one last point is, when one has to eat on Yom Kippur, is he allowed to have Hana'ah from his Achila? This is also a big discussion. The Arsameach, Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that there's no problem drinking soda or juice as opposed to water. Even though the water is good enough and I can quench my thirst and I can revive myself just with water, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, once you have a heter achila because you're a chola, you're allowed to drink, you're allowed to eat whatever you want. He did qualify the statement and say, stam, to go and chew gum and to have candies that are not helping the situation at all, that there's no reason to do. But he said, once you have to break the tainus because you are considered a real bona fide chola, so then there's nothing to be concerned about. The person should go ahead and eat, kafi kocho, eat whatever he has to eat, like the Magen Mishnah says, that we feed the person everything he might need in order to make himself better. My father was mechalek, and I think Rav Shlomo Zalman writes this as well, Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying this, that there is one difference, and with this we'll end, that the difference would be as follows. Sometimes you have a person who eats because he's a real chola. So that person is hutter. For him, he's allowed to eat whatever he wants. Sometimes we tell a person to eat because we're afraid, not you're a chola right now, we're afraid if you're going to fast, something else is going to happen. So that's also mutter, but in such a case, my father felt that more proper would be for that person to try to cut back a little bit, maybe not have all the enjoyable machalim as the chola would have had. If the person is a real chola, so go ahead, everything's mutter. But if not a chola, and the only reason the person is eating is because we're concerned about what's going to happen in the future, so then perhaps there's room for a person to cut back. Amir Tzashem, we should all be gebenched with the Gemar Chasima Toiva, Agutiar. And just a reminder that this evening, Rabbi Yonason Sachs will be speaking in the main shul at 8:15 until 9, followed by another Myrit.